Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now we take you backstage of the Chicago Theater, and here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Bob Grant. Good morning, everyone. And Bob, that's the last time that you'll have to say, and now we switch to the Chicago Theater, because this is our closing day here at the Big Bellabin and Cat's House. We finish out what I think maybe management is going to call a successful 2 weeks run, and we've had a whale of a lot of fun. So today we're going to have an equally good show for you, because we're going to feature a couple of outstanding masterminds in this music business, the two gentlemen who head up the artist and repertoire directorship of the Great Mercury Record Company. They're waiting in their offices in New York City, and there with all the noise and the hubbub that goes around in the A&R office, you're going to listen to the voices of Mr. Luigi Creatore and Hugo Peretti. All that comes to you after we listen to a couple of phonograph records, the first of which is done by the Crew Cuts, who, by the way, are going to be featured on our show one day next week, so we hope that you'll be listening for their story. But right now, here's their record, a Mercury record and called Present Arms.
Attention. Present Arms. You can see that Johnny Jones was in the army. You can see it by the way he wants. 2, 3, 4. When he's with the girl he loves, you ought to hear him. He's forgotten how a civilian cuts. Attention. Present Arms. Present Lips. For kissing. Right face, left face, forward march, into my arms. At ease, baby, keep on your awfully cute. Stand by, baby, for my heart gives you a 21-gun salute. Attention, present arms, present lips, for kissing. Right face, left face, forward march, into my arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, what in the world are we waiting for? Left, right, come into my arms and hold me tight. Present arms, present lips for kissing. Right face, left face, forward march, into my arms. At ease, baby, keep on your awfully cute. Stand by, baby, for my heart gives you a 21-gun salute. Attention, present arms, present lips for kissing. Right face, left face, forward march, into my arms, into my arms, into my arms, into my arms.
That's the Crew Cuts with Present Arms, a fine Mercury record. You know, one of the delightful things about having delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum on hand always is that it freshens your taste and helps keep your mouth and throat moist and clean. Your teeth remain clean and attractive. You know, it's fun to chew gum. It's a great American custom, and it's good for you. Now, frankly, I like Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum the best, and I'm pretty sure that you will, too. So just as a matter of course, to relieve tension and your nerves, you relax and enjoy life more with Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. I'm just absolutely sure you'll like it. Well, as far as I know, to the best of my knowledge, the Mercury Record Company is the only record company that's a major company that employs two men to serve as artist and repertoire director. They're waiting for us in New York City. Their names, as we said before, Luigi Creatore and Hugo Peretti. Now, am I correct in assuming, Luigi, that you are the only boys that head up a label like this as co-brain trusters?
Well, we've heard of another label in England that does the same thing, but not in this country. We're the only team that works this way.
Yes. Hugo, supposing you tell our audience on the CBS network just exactly what are the duties and responsibilities of an A&R director. First of all, of course, the name means the artist and repertoire director. Now, that's a major title and certainly the major job in a record company. What are your responsibilities?
Well, we handle the artists. That is, we pick the material they have to record and when the sessions, musicians, and in general, map out all the sessions.
So, in other words, whatever record comes out from Mercury, for instance, if it's made in the East, you men are directly responsible for selecting the person who is going to do it, what sort of arrangement and the styling that they give to the record and so forth.
That's right.
Now, Luigi, how did you boys start working together, and certainly not as A&R men?
Well, Howard, you know, last night we knew we were going to be on the show today, so we made some notes so that we could answer questions easily. So I'll just...
You're just hoping I'm going to ask some questions that go with the answers.
We can't find that answer.
That answer isn't written, huh?
No, actually, the way we started, we were really one person. But the work got too much, so we divided.
What do you mean you were one person? You mean like, what do they call it, an amoeba?
An amoeba,
it just splits in half and becomes two.
Yeah, it's a big job, Howard.
Yes, that must mean that you're a one-celled animal.
Yeah.
two good Italian boys who are now split into two, and pretty soon maybe we'll be four, I suppose, if business continues like it is,
yeah. Huh?
Well, now, Hugo, which particular artists of the Mercury Record Company come under your responsibility?
Well, we have Georgia Gibbs, Sarah Vaughan, the Gaylords, Laurie Sisters, Jan August, Vic Damone, Kitty White, Dorian Gray, and Hugo and Luigi.
Yes.
That's us.
Because you are also recording artists along with your artist and repertoire directorship.
Right.
Well, now, of course, there are other stars on the Mercury label. Who then would be responsible for, say, Patti Page and the Crew Cuts and the rest of the people that you didn't mention?
Actually, you see, it's not a direct responsibility. Everybody works on the artists as they come through. Like, for instance, an artist comes through New York and we'll handle them. And if they're in Chicago, Art Talmadge does it.
Oh, I see.
These happen to be the artists that center in New York and are here more often.
Yes.
See? But if Sarah Vaughan or Georgia Gibbs happens to be in Chicago, then she'll be recorded there by Art Talmadge.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Patty is checking into my dressing room when I get out of it tonight because she headlines the new stage show at the Chicago Theater, and I understand from her manager, Jack Rayle, that she is going to record while she's here in Chicago.
Well, that's right. You see, her last session was in New York because she was here, but we interchange that way a lot.
Yes. Now, I don't have the benefit of Mr. Morrow's television cameras for CBS, so I don't know who it was that was just talking to me. Who was it, Luigi?
Doesn't matter. Well, a lot of people don't know, you see, because...
And but sometimes you're as confused as they are.
That's right. Well, they call us on the phone, and we have double phones, and we always work together, and they don't know, but it doesn't matter much.
Well, this must be Luigi.
Good guess.
Good guess, huh? All right, Hugo, then my next question goes to you. Now, what is it that you look for in a song when a music publisher, and for the benefit of those who don't know how this, the mechanics of this business, a music publisher has a song, and he wants it recorded. And he takes it to the office of the artist and repertoire director, and he brings it to you, for instance, Hugo. And what is it that you look for in that score that he gives you, which I presume is just a lead sheet from a piano, isn't it?
Actually, Howard, we don't pretend to be geniuses. We work on a hunch.
And
the only advantage that we have over someone else is that we're that much closer to the industry.
How do you mean you're that much closer?
Well, I mean, we're more aware of what's going on, what the public is buying, and the type of material that a particular artist needs.
So there's really no yardstick or rule of thumb that you can hold a piece of music up to and say, this is going to be a hit, or we should record this because...
That's right. It's all on a hunch.
Uh-huh.
There are a few yardsticks, like... If there are several records coming on a song, sometimes you want to get in with it because it seems it will be an important song, or such measuring sticks. However, the last one is an instinct.
Yes.
You like a song and you want to do it and you want to go for it and you feel that a certain artist can give it the best rendition and you go from there.
Uh-huh. Well, now when you get a song and you have to assign it to the artist, on what basis do you make that assignment? Is it just who is next up in order, or do you think that you listen to the music and say this lends itself to so-and-so better than to such-and-such? That's a pretty obvious answer, I suppose. Sure, you select it for the artist rather than you do for really the just the covering of the tune, don't you?
That's right.
Well, now, we're going to play a record next that you fellas made, Hugo and Luigi and their family singers. What's the background of this satisfied mind?
Speaking of satisfied mind, Howard, I'm very satisfied. Right, just last Sunday, we adopted a 7-week old baby girl. So,
oh, wonderful.
Very satisfied.
She's not one of the family singers, though.
No, but she soon will be.
Will be. Well, let's listen to this fine Mercury record that these two artists and repertoire men made as recording talent. It's called Satisfied Mind.
Wow. things my way. What little they know, it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied
life is ended and my time has run out. My friends and my loved ones I'll leave, there's no doubt. But one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Satisfied mind, satisfied mind, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Well, that's the Family Singers munching their Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum under the direction of Hugo and Luigi, who are at the other end of our CBS line. Guys, I certainly want to thank you for letting us invade the privacy of your A&R Sanctum Sanctorum there in the Mercury offices in New York. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Howard. And how lazy can we get to bring the microphone right into our office?
We try to make it easy for the stars all the time.
And thank you for bringing all these wonderful people to us.
All right, well, thank you for, again, explaining to the people just exactly the inner workings of a record company. And, of course, we all send you our very best wishes for hit after hit after hit and great success heading up the Mercury Record Company. Thanks, Luigi Creatore and Hugo Peretti.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, this is Howard Miller now, signing off our final broadcast that we'll be having in this series of broadcasts from our theater backstage dressing room. And, of course, we'll be seeing you tomorrow back in our familiar old Wrigley Building studios for CBS. And we have a real interesting show that I want you to be sure to catch, because we've got one of the real great guys of show business. In the meantime, I hope that you'll remember all the things that I tell you every day about Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You just can't beat it. It's such a delightful, wholesome, and refreshing treat. I know that you'll like it. So, Ma, for the kids, it's the greatest. For Pop in the lunch bucket, you just can't beat it. And Dad, if you drive a lot, it'll relieve the tension. This is Howard Miller then for Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time with another outstanding guest from the record world. Until then, you have a real wonderful day today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.
You have just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time, when his guest will be Nat King Cole from his suite at the Claypool Hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is the CBS Radio Network.